Blog Talk Radio.
Russell Price. I'm the publisher of Be There Magazine and the CEO of the Coalition of Concerned Dentists. We're at a point in time where we need to help each other. We need to make sure that people are getting the best out of their life. Life is too precious. Life is too short. We need to now understand who you are, what you are, and what are you going to do with your life, and what's going to happen to you when you're gone. Will you be remembered? Will you be surrounded by people that like you? Or will you leave behind people that don't like you? You have to understand that life is short, and businesses don't last forever. You have to make sure that these businesses are here. And we're going to have an event tonight where it's going to be off the charts. It's going to be a blessing sent from God. It's going to be an opportunity where you can walk in a room and see what God's blessings are about. You're going to be able to walk in a room and meet people who are ordained by God. These people have been alive. They're walking around. They got breath in them. But not only do they have breath in them, they have breath in them with an aura of what life is supposed to be about. They are living a life of success. They are living a life of success. Everybody is a heavy hitter, a mover and a shaker, and they're taking their gifts and their blessings to share. I'm going to put you in a room where you can go up to a millionaire and shake his or her hand. You're going to talk to a real estate millionaire, millions of dollars in real estate. She's going to open up her hand to you. And if you are just starting out in real estate, she's going to share information to make you a millionaire. We're also going to be introducing a millionaire that's coming all the way from L.A. He's going to come out and talk about an opportunity that Be There Magazine is going to be involved in where it will make you a millionaire. Once you get the information, you can hook up, get on board, get on this train that he will introduce you to, Vince Taylor and T. Clark's son. You're going to be able to meet T. Clark's son. T. Clark was a millionaire in the 70s. In the 70s, one of the first black men that I met in the 70s that had a swimming pool in his backyard. We're talking about the 70s. You're going to meet these people hand-on. Also, you're going to be able to meet Kinky Lee Taylor, upcoming extraordinaire businesswoman who has all the essence of a business that's going to take off, and her mother will be there, who just got the prestigious award on Channel 7. Her mother is not only is she a blessing from God, she has a prestigious award from Channel 7 where she helped all kind of foster kids. You know how many kids that she has took into her home, and now she's with her daughter, supporting her daughter, who has the ultimate business, Classy Chicks on Wheels. You'll be able to meet her. You'll also be able to meet the artist that's going to be doing an event in June. We're going to have him there. We're also going to have, it's just going to be on and on and on and on. So you have to be there. But also, we're going to come back. We got Crystal Hughes on the air, and Crystal Hughes is an extraordinary, gifted woman who has made a difference in this town. And she's going to come back and talk about what she's doing. And she'll be there tonight, but you're going to be in an opportunity of a room where Russell and the heavy hitters. Russell and the heavy hitters. We'll be right back. Magazine in the morning. Are you living your life? Are you living your life? What is life? L-I-F-E. Why are you alive? What have you done since you've been alive? Do you have more people that like you that don't like you? Get a piece of paper out, draw a line down the center, and figure out why you are alive, and figure out who knows you're alive, and are they glad that you're alive? Does people in your life care about you? We are at an age, I'm at an age, where you have to think about the other side. First off, are you right with God? Do you understand who you are with God? If you understand who you are with God, are you at peace with God? Do you love God and love God for yourself? Do you understand my God is, loves everybody, but does he love you or do you love God? Has God taken care of you through the years? Come out tonight and see what they call the fruits of God's work. The fruits of God's work. Come out and see people who are living. They are living God, life, breath. They are walking around, but not only are they walking around, they're alive. You can go and down in D.C., and I can take you on a tour. We have an organization called Don't Walk By. We try not to walk by the homeless, the disenchanted, the people who are not doing well. We try to make sure that we call. I'm a retired police officer, and I understand you can call me and take us number 202-445-1131. If you see anyone who's disenchanted or on the street, don't walk by, call me. As a police officer, I can get someone there immediately, and they'll be taken care of. But tonight, you're going to see people of prosperity, people who are doing things, people who are movers and shakers, heavy hitters. I put them all in one room. We've got Crystal Hughes on the line. Crystal, you're on the line?
Yes.
Welcome aboard, Crystal Hughes. First off, I want to thank you for your vision. I want to thank you for your insight. I want to thank you for who you are and where you're going. Tell us about your company.
Okay. Well, I'm the founder and president of Wade Capital Foundation. We're an organization that, well, I do have two businesses. I have a for-profit and a non-profit. Wade Capital is a for-profit wig retail business that allows the customer to gain a tax deduction on purchasing a wig, with 25% of the purchase being taken to purchase a new wig for someone who has cancer, in which we donate that wig on behalf of the customer. We also have the Wig Capital Foundation, which is an organization that I created where we collect new and used wigs to be refurbished, and then we donate the wigs to assist low-income women and assist people who've lost their hair to cancer, other medical conditions, and veterans to make sure they have good hair appearance during their treatment and after, as well as assisting for good hair appearance during job interviews. And we also work with various schools in Prince George's County, Maryland, where the students will be refurbishing the wigs. So shout out to all my students in Prince George's County, Maryland. Those schools are Crossland, Bladensburg, Suitland, Lowell, and Wynn Park. So the students are also participating in a school fundraiser, where the schools are in competition to collect wigs and donations on behalf of Wig Capital Foundation, and 25% of the funds will go back to the schools. So if you live in areas where those schools are in your location, please go by there, donate your wigs, visit their cosmetology program, donate your wigs, donate your and make any financial donations that you like there. If you have a child or relative that goes there, make sure you put it under that student, so that student will be able to raise, you know, a lot of funds and collect some wigs so we can help some people out and also help the organization and the school and the students at the same time.
That is fantastic. It's an excellent, excellent organization. You have so much to offer, and you're doing such great things. I'm looking forward for you being there tonight. I want to introduce you to over 200 people. I want them to shake your hand. I want them to get involved with your organization. I want you to be successful. That is what Be There Magazine is all about. It's all about you. It's about you being successful. We make people successful. We give people opportunities to be successful. We give people opportunities to grow, and that's what we're going to do for Wig Capital. Wig Capital will be bigger than life. I want you to stay on the line. We're coming back with another business, another great business. This is Be There Magazine in the Morning, and this is the day. This is the day. This is the day that is happening. It's going to be bigger than life. The night of 100 heavy hitters. Russell and the heavy hitters at the Metro Points Hotel, 8500 Annapolis Road. Come out and see the heavy hitters, and I'll be there myself. Personally, we'll be right back. Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to an extraordinary show. This show is like no other show in the whole entire world. First off, I am the host, and there's only one of me. There's no duplication of me. Mm-hmm. I am here every morning, and I'm here not only to give information, but to empower businesses to do better, to be better, to live better, to get better, better than you are today. Tomorrow, be better. Tonight will be an opportunity for you to come in a room. If you don't walk away from this event with a substance of better, a substance of better in your life, I want you to call me personally and say, Russell, I felt like crap at that event. I felt like it was the most terrible event I've ever in my life. I want to hear from you, because that is not going to be the case. It's going to be such an aura of atmosphere that you're never going to ever experience in your life. Call you on the air, 301-437. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello. This is Kareem. Welcome aboard. Tell us about your business. You have a business that not only is so needed, it's so awesome. Tell us about your business.
Yes, hi. This is Kareem Simon. Good morning, Russell. How are you doing?
I'm doing better than good. I feel necessary, and I'm glad to have you on board, because you're going to be there tonight, and you're going to talk about your business, but you're also going to give people opportunity to get involved in business. Tell us about the Legal Shield.
I sure can. First, I just want to address what you said earlier about having a reason to be here. I have a reason because God is not finished with me. He has a lot for me to do, and I always pray and say, God, work through me to help others. And that's what I'm here for, and I'm grateful to be here. And I want to thank you for what you're doing for the community. It's great to meet people and have such positive energy. With Legal Shield, we are here to empower people, to empower small business owners. With Legal Shield, imagine being able to pick up the law firm and having someone else pay your bill for you, where you have unlimited consultation, letters and phone calls made on your behalf. A lot of us don't have a will today because we cannot afford a will. Tonight, we're going to explain the importance of having a will. You can ask me whatever questions you want about an estate, getting your living will set up, protecting your loved ones. Also, identity theft is one of the fastest growing crime out there today. We need to protect our identity, how to prevent that. So I will be there today to give you access to your own law firm to empower you And the most important thing is to be around a group of positive people, and I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. And that's what it's all about. It's about being not only positive, but being sincere, being, if you live a life of sincerity, humbleness, giving, if you give more than you got, then people will know that your living was not in vain. There's a passage in the Bible where God told this individual, he was asking, how do you get into heaven? How do I get to be with you? And how do I do this? And how do I do that? And I want to be this and I want to be that. And God looked at him and said, you know, give up all your stuff. Just give it away and come follow me. And the guy looked at his stuff, you know, looked at Jesus and said, wait a minute, hold up, Jack. I don't know if I want to do that. It's easier to get through the eye of the needle, man, than to get into heaven. But if you're a humble type guy, people can see by the fruits of your labor. I remember being a police officer, and I had my business, and people would say, oh, you must got a lot of money. Well, when people actually go in your checking account, go in your lifestyle, go and see, you ain't got no bins. You ain't got, you just a regular guy. And they say, why are you doing this? Because I want to help people. I want to make sure that I basically are helping people. And when you can help more people than you help yourself, people can see by the fruits of the people that you, it's like being a teacher. I know several educators. I know educators who have taught school from the time a child was in sixth grade to the time they graduated from college. And you're walking around a Safeway, and this individual walks up to a teacher who was educated and says, hey, you taught me when I was in the eighth grade, and now they're a grown man with their own kids. You can see the fruits of your wealth. That's why Be There magazine, and what we're going to be doing tonight, is you can see the fruits of your wealth. I've been walking around this town since 1972. Everybody, mostly people who I know, have came through Russell's News. I see the fruits of my labor. I see the things that were birthed out. They are now somebody. They were one person one way, and now they're something else today. And we're going to do a whole series on that. You're going to meet Anita. Anita, she was a Be There Mac Woman of the Year 2011. She's working on an awesome outlet. She's a government employee, but she has a concept of advertising, marketing, and things that she do for the government. But she's going to personally take interest on how to let people know where they were and where they are now based on what Russell's News have done and the Be There magazine and the Washington Business. So you're going to see these people actual in life testify, testimonials of where they came from and where they are now. And we're going to birth more people out because you're going to see a new person coming out, which would be Pinky Lee Taylor tonight. You're going to see where she's at now, and by the time next year, where she'll be through Be There magazine, the Coalition for Concerned Businesses. We're going to come right back. I want you both to stay online with some closing statements. This is Be There Magazine in the Morning, and we are changing people's lives. We'll be right back. How can you help get money to help people, to help your business, to make your business grow? Come out, Prince George's Chamber of Commerce. They help businesses every day. Also, the SBA, small business loans. There's also banks, SunTrust. We got a representative from SunTrust will be there tonight. SunTrust is a bank that will look into small businesses and help you get money for your business. So you'll be able to meet representatives from SunTrust tonight. You'll also be able to meet individuals who have already been successful. You can't do anything with somebody that hasn't done it. If you know somebody who has done it, if you want to be in radio, you go talk to somebody who's already in radio. If you want to be in fashion, you talk to someone who's already in fashion. And tonight we're going to have Dorcas. Dorcas will be there. She's a walking fashion plate. When you see her come in, you're going to see her with one of her fashions on, and she also sells fashion. So Dorcas will be there. Also, you're going to be able to meet individuals that are doing things possible that can make things even better. Right now, we still have on the line, we have Crystal Hughes and we have Corinne from Legal Shield, two individuals that are doing things real positive. We want to take one more break, and I want you to think about these closing statements, what you have to say to this listening audience. The phones are lit up here. Everybody's online, and the chat room is off the chain. Before I go on the break, though, I want to talk about tonight. I can't express enough how important tonight's going to be. Be There Magazine After Dark, networking at its best. Networking at its best. You'll be able to walk in a room and touch someone, and they are a heavy hitter. I want you to shake your hands of individuals. I don't want you to just sit around and just, you know, eat some food or have a drink, whatever. I want you to get up out of your seats and work the room. Everybody there is going to be receptive. There's no one's not going to say, well, what are you talking about? They want to know what you're talking about. It's an opportunity to get everything at one time, and it's never, ever been done before. This is why it's such a blessing. This is why I can see this spirit came to me. It came to me just in my head, just arbitrarily saying, I need to catapult these people to another dimension. I've watched so many businesses over the years lose money, go out of business, struggle, and it don't have to be. So together we can help each other. And I am a loving, caring, feedback, sensitive individual. That's who I've been all my life. I've been what they call a loving, sensitive, likable, humble, serious-minded guy, just a regular guy. No frills, no thrills. Just a man of substance and a man who cares. That's all I do. I just care so much about our businesses, about our people, about where we're going. In the 60s, I was with people of what they call activists, you know, the civil rights movement. I lived it. I marched with people. I threw my fist up in the air. I believe in black individuals. I want people to make it, our people to understand that we came through struggle. I lived the struggle. I was in the struggle. I understand what it is, and now I want to give back. We're coming back with individuals. Well, first of all, we got a new caller there. Caller, you on the air. Caller 301-520 before we come back on the break. Caller, you on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Russell.
How are you?
Well, this is Valerie Young, one of your new members with the
Valerie Young, I am so glad you called. Valerie will be there. Now, you're talking about an individual. We're talking about an individual. We're talking about an individual who is going to do things to help people. Tell us about your business right quick before we go on break.
Okay, I am the owner of Inceptions of Wardrobe by Valerie and helping individuals as part of my team. I'm always trying to bring in a group of other people that we could do a lot of things together. I'm bringing in my family. I'm going to be there tonight. We're coming in with the heavy hitter attitude, and it's just been such a blessing since I met you. Our Easter sermon by the Reverend Braxton at Metropolitan AME Church was to get up and do something just as Christ did. It's it's a lot. I'm not going to say that things aren't going to go your way all the time, but I'm there with you. The struggle still goes on, and you just got to get up and stay in the game, and you have to stay with people who are in the mentoring of helping you when things aren't going your way, and listen to good, honest advice, and know how to make the difference, and discernment is always there. And I'm just really proud that I was introduced to you. I have a lot of contracts already coming my way just from our first meeting. I was on an event yesterday, did well on it. I have the ladies at the courthouse over in Rockville, Ms. Joanne Lee, a lot of ladies from Metropolitan AME who are anointed and helping me through this, like Valerie Brooks and Rose Tate. And I'm just honored. I'm just bubbling over, and I can't wait to be there tonight. I have my business cards, and I have my team, and we're ready.
Well, I am so happy. I am honored. I am honored that you are honored. We're both honored. We're honored people. We're honored. And you have gotten business already. This thing has really helped you tremendously. And I am going to get more involved with the churches. Hey, I'm going to get involved with your church. I'm going to start going to different churches.
Thank
you. I'm going to let people know I visit so many churches. I love the fact that churches, millions of churches out here in this area. And I'm going to make sure that God's people know that they can help each other outside of the church arena. It's one thing about being in church and being involved, you're helping the pastor and helping the church, and that's good. But you need to help these people outside of church. These people everybody in church has some substance of how they can help a business. You can tie to your church all day long. That's helping God. That's helping your church. But what are you doing to help the businesses? We should do some tying to some businesses. Let's make sure that some businesses get some of this money so they can survive. You know, tied to survive some businesses. So we're going to make sure that this thing really goes out. And I'm glad your church is why. I'm glad that you got involved and you met some people of God. But you met people of God last time you were there. That's what you're saying. You said you met people of God that was there, and now they put you in their churches, and it's flowing. But it's all about a purpose, a sense of purpose in what you're doing. No matter what you do, God's going to use you to help somebody. That's been my goal in life as a child. And when I used to shine shoes, man, I used to shine shoes for 5 cents. And when I shined a man's shoes, and I put the spit shine on it. And when I, took that brag and took the back part of his shoe, when he took the shoe off of my shoe box, and he stood on the ground with both shoes shine, and he gave me a nickel, I was able to watch him walk away, take his newspaper, and put it up underneath his arm and watch his coat drop down. And I looked at the shine I gave him, and that he was able to go out and get a better client, get a better opportunity to make money. But through the shine of his shoe, I gave him the shine of his shoe to make him shine better for his client, but it bettered his life. That's what it's all about. It's all about helping people be better, and that's what we're about. We're going to come back. I want you to stand in line. Valerie, first up, before we go, say hello to Crystal and say hello to Cream.
Hello, Crystal. How are you?
Hello, how are you?
We're going to meet each other tonight, right?
Yes, absolutely, and I definitely love the things you're doing, and I think you're doing great, and I would love to meet you. I'm excited about meeting you tonight, and definitely the churches are a great place to get involved in the community. I actually have partnered with several churches where they collect wigs, where they have a wig donation bin to collect wigs on the behalf of Wig Capital Foundation. So my church is Southern Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, and they've collected over 100 wigs to the organization. So the church's involvement are very important, especially in business. It does help us survive in so many different ways. So churches, get involved with your schools. Find out what school is in your area. Support those kids. Help them raise their money so they can give back to their schools and put money in their pockets. And let's make this a community effort.
Okay, my church is a community effort globally. Not only do we help the kids that are right here in the community, and right now we're doing a push against the overcrowdedness of our young Black and Hispanic youth that are being incarcerated. We're also helping to build wells and homes and schools in Africa. We're also helping to get information out to help the youth and adults right here in our community. My church, we work with Backbone in it. They helped me when I was in a shelter home situation, always there. So I'm so proud to be a member of Metropolitan AME, and I have the people there that I can always call on in some really dark times. And that's important that you have somebody, whether they're in the church or in the community, that you can call on to bring your spirit back to where God knows you can be after something has happened, and you can give your testimony to help someone else. And that's the level that I'm on right now. And I'm just so glad that Russell is just letting us branch out to the community and to the world and to everybody that's going to listen. And hopefully everybody that's listening to us will be able to be a part of Be There magazine. Come in, buy in, and let's move this thing to another level.
She's just not saying that. She put her money where her mouth is. This woman has become a part of the coalition. She's got a great, great business, and we're going to be meeting her tonight. We're going to come back with these closing statements. But I want to thank, before I come back, I want to thank each and every one of you and also all the other businesses. I'll be making a formal thank you tonight. But, yes, the Coalition of Concerned Businesses is going to be a part of many churches. I'm going to reach out to many. I know all the pastors. I know so many pastors, man, from when they were not a pastor. I knew them before pastorhood. I know now they're all pastors. I know big pastors, but I knew them before they became big pastors. I'm calling all markers in. I'm going to tell the people, have to now help the Coalition of Concerned Businesses. And, yes, churches, the members, it's not about the church. It's about the members. The members are godly people. They're going to want to help other godly people. And that's what it's all about, helping God's people. And we're going to be right back. We'll be right back with closing statements. Businesses. The event tonight is called Be There Magazine After Dark. Networking at its best. Networking like you've never seen networking before. Where can you go ego-free? No egos. The egos drop off you at the door. I don't care if you're the most egotistical individual in the world. Once you walk through the Metro Point door, and you reach the hand out of Russell Price Jr., when I shake your hand, the ego drops off you immediately. Ego free. I don't care whether you are GS15 or GS2. I don't care whether you have a mansion in Potomac or you live in a shelter. When I put my hand in your hand, the ego drops off you. It's an ego free atmosphere. And then you walk into this individual atmosphere, and then when you see the people, everybody is a heavy hitter. A night of 100 heavy hitters. It's Russell and the heavy hitters. Closing statements. We're going to go with Crystal first. Crystal Hughes, you're up. I want you to give us a closing statement about your business and what we can expect from you tonight.
All right. Well, definitely want to let everybody know about the Wade Capital Foundation has partnered with the Neighborhood Associate Corporation to do a health and job fair on Saturday, April the 27th at 2026 Maryland Avenue, Northeast Washington, D.C. at the Carver Terrace Community Center. And it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you are a vendor or an employer and you would like to provide employee benefits or health provider, please let us know. You can contact me by email at wigcapital@yahoo.com. That's WIG Capital at yahoo.com. And also, you can visit our website at www.wigcapitalfoundation.com. You can sign up to be a member. On that same page, you can become a make a donation. You can also find out information about more about us tonight. So.
That was fantastic. Crystal Hughes will be in the house. She is Wig Capital. So she's the epitome of her business. She walks, eats, sleeps, drinks her business. So you'll be able to see her tonight. Kareen, you're up next. Give us the overview, and what your closing statements are.
Yes, thanks again, Russell, for having me. Tonight I will be there to empower individuals, small business owners. A lot of us have our business but don't have access to our law firm. Here we have a resource for small businesses called Go Small Biz. Do take a look at that before you come out tonight. I'm here to help empower you to give you access to your own law firm. You could actually go on my website, which is Simon, as in Simon Says, Simon58.LegalShield.com. Look at the services that we do offer. A lot of times we get ourselves in trouble. Something happens. Who do we call? You cannot call mom and daddy or the pastor. Here you will have access to your own law firm 24/7, 365 in the event of an emergency. As black people, we need to empower ourselves. As minorities, small business owners, we need to be empowered, and that is to have equal access to the justice system. And I'm looking forward to this evening. I'm looking forward to being there with positive people.
And I just want to mention that Corinne is one of our number one supporters. She has supported our organization. She's a vendor of Wig Capital Foundation. So whenever we have an event, Corinne will be there offering her great services with Legal Shield. So thank you, Corinne.
Thank you, Crystal. Thank you. And Russell, Crystal brought me to your attention. So it's about putting positive people together.
Fantastic. That's what I'm looking about. I'm looking about the night. It's going to be a night of blessings. You want to see God blessings. Okay, up next is Valerie, the individual Valerie. Tell us about your business.
Hello again, everybody. And just listening to the two young ladies that you have on the platform tonight, I just see this just growing into a magnitude of the whole community coming together and just exploding, whereas the stock markets and everything saying that we're losing businesses, I think we are growing businesses. And, Russell, you're mainstreaming that, very positive. I'm going to have an event. My first Brain Bazaar is going to be at the Resident Congressional Village Apartments located at 198 Halpine Road on April the 13th. And we're also going to have consultants there. If you're looking for an apartment, my daughter Tiffany will be there to help with that. And I just want to let everybody know I'm going to be there tonight, and I'm going to have my family out, and we're going to be showing and demonstrating some of the creations that I made that are in my private collection for crafting gemstone and crystal jewelry. And I'm just looking forward to meeting everybody. And just being able to say, I know Crystal and I know Corinne, just as they are meeting each other, that we continue to network with each other. And I just think that this is a great platform, Russell. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. I just want to be what I call just so I just humble myself to y'all. Y'all are the basis and y'all are the blood of the coalition. The businesses are the blood of the coalition. The coalition of concerned businesses could not do anything if it wasn't for people like Kareen, Crystal, and Valerie, and all the other people that have come on board. We've gathered up many more businesses, and tonight we're going to offer opportunity for more people to come on board as a coalition. But our goal is to be able to help businesses along the way. We want to be a blessing to a business a day. That's the goal, a blessing to a business a day. And sure, most people I know, I mean, not all, but most people I know are godly people. They have a substance of God in them. I've met people from 1972. I know they love the Lord. I know they love their family. I know they love their children. I know they love their community. I know they love their president. They love, 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 and I know that they love the opportunity to help and get involved. And that's what we're going to appeal to tonight. We're going to appeal to the essence of the love they already have. We want to get the people involved with the love of themselves and the love of others. And through this love, we're not going to see businesses fail. To my dying deathbed, I will be helping and caring and loving people in this world. I just believe that we can make it. I've been in business for over 35, 40 years, struggling through businesses, trying to make it, trying to do it, and I never stopped. I talked to an individual yesterday who said, Russell, one of the things I love about you is you had the audacity, the tenacity not to give up. Not to give up, to keep on going with your dream and your vision, and look where it's at today. What you're going to see tonight is not an overnight success. There was a struggle, but look at the fruits of what it's done. And I'm going to bring up some individuals who are going to be in the entertainment section tonight. We're going to have Nancy Hines. I talked to her extensively about maybe about 30 minutes, and she brought to my attention that so many people that was brought through Russell's News are no longer here in the entertainment business. We're going to talk about Roosevelt. We're going to talk about Broadway Joe. We're going to talk about people who were in the music industry, and she's going to perform a song in their dedication of those who are not here anymore. It's going to be something. First off, you're going to see the spirit and the essence of God tonight. You're going to see God in the room. That's what's going to be most important. You want to come in a room and see God in the room. You're going to feel the presence of God. And I want to thank all of you again for coming on today, and I'm looking forward to meeting you. I want to shake your hand, person. Don't leave the room without shaking my hand. We'll see you tonight. Feed That Magazine in the morning. Thank you.